Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dead ass asleep or eating a bowl of cereal.
Right. So. Yeah. I'll take my cereal supreme today, please. Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Lore Boys. Drive your forklift into your boss's office.
Beep, 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 beep.
did it work?
All right. Sounded like it worked.
My name's James. Who else is here?
I'm doing a lot of a cappella Foley work between this and the bonus episode. Hi, I'm Ethan.
I like it. We need more of it, honestly.
And, of course, the third lore boy.
Yeah, he was hanging out in the sewers, Peter was. And an Italian plumber jumped on his head and squished him. So I don't know when the Goomba's going to be back, but
Peter.
you can tell from the title what we're doing today. Who asked for Bene Gesserit lore? No one did, but
no one did. You fucking ungrateful bastards.
But again, we know what's best for you. So eat your lore if you want your dessert.
Yeah. I have a toddler, so I'm used to forcefully spoon feeding somebody something that they claim that they don't want, but actually do.
Yeah. No, but in all reality, Dune has been a hit on the server. Let us know if it is or isn't. You can come to discord.gg/loreboys and let us know. But so some people did ask for Dune or more Dune. Some notable patrons, Steve Z, Gay Robot Haver, Ed Gein's Belt, Chaz, and Rogue Squad 92, who I think up to a patron just because we did more Dune lore the last time. So
yeah, they did it for the worm.
Yep. So very cool. So I had a few things I was going to talk about today. I was looking at the Spacing Guild, kind of bounced off of it.
You mentioned before we started the episode that maybe you would just do a snack review of the snacks that you brought with you, including the tuna and other things that you showed me on cam.
Yeah, so I brought myself a Monster Rehab. This is tea and Monster, only 45 calories.
I'm gonna go to rehab.
And then I
have Winehouse drank Monster.
She would, yeah.
She would.
She was into like substances that amp up your body.
She was a monster in many ways.
Yeah, she was awesome. And then I have some tuna fish, some Thai chili tuna fish and crackers.
Oh, I love the Thai chili. That's my favorite tuna flavor for sure.
Me too, man.
I'm a vegetarian on paper. I'm more like a pescatarian in that I will eat fish sometimes, very rarely.
Right.
But canned tuna is one of those things that I did get a lot, and I have been like not great at giving up on, but I tried the President's Choice Canadian grocery store monopoly, or part of the cartel, I guess.
It's like the generic brand almost these days.
Yeah, it's well, no, because they own no name, so they own the true generic brand, but it is a generic brand.
Right.
They do like a meat free tuna, and it is I only tried the Thai chili one, and it was horrendous. Didn't taste like Thai chili. Didn't taste like tuna. It was just this like blobs of tofu, something. I don't know.
Didn't taste like tuna fish. Tastes like tuna piano.
Yeah. That was pretty good. Did you?
Tuna I made
fish,
that up.
Tuna piano.
I made that up, yeah.
What? Dude. You should write a joke book, man. I've been telling you for years. That's really funny. You should write like one of those joke books that when you're taking a poop, Mr. Dr. John has like a joke book for you to read, you know.
Mr. Dr. John, I like him. Yeah. So today we're gonna talk about Bene Gesserit. I was like, maybe we'll do Spacing Guild, maybe we'll do the evolution of worms, where like they from baby worm to big giant worm. That one kind of gets into like the distant future, so I thought the Bene Gesserit would be better. It kind of starts around the same time, history-wise, as the Mentats, which is like just before and leading up into after the Butlerian Jihad, which we have episodes on if you're curious about that. The, like Bene Gesserit have been around longer.
Yeah.
Like, that's there's, yeah. So from the sources I found, I didn't read the same sources as you, but I found that since they had a copy of a Leonardo da Vinci painting, it's implied that they were around on Earth before, but they really only ramped up as the thinking machines were banned in the Butlerian Jihad, the Bene Gesserit becoming a lot stronger and more like thinking machines themselves to replace that void was kind of how it happened in the trajectory I saw. Mentats, Spacing Guild, and Bene Gesserit all kind of filled the void of AI and thinking machines.
Yeah, I think no matter what, like the current, the order as we know and love it today is much more recent than ancient times, right? So
yeah, absolutely. So yeah, like today we're gonna lay the foundations of who the Bene Gesserit are, and then once we kind of figure that out, we'll go through the tenets of what it is to be one and the training that they go through to become one. So kind of like the Mentats training we did the last time, where you could practice being a processor, a memorizer, and a hypothesizer. We can go through what it is to become a Bene Gesserit.
And can I be a Bene Gesserit?
So you shouldn't be. Unless you're a very special one. It tends to be all women.
Did you just answer your own question?
You could be one.
I'm a pretty special boy.
You could be one. But your mom would have had to be one, I think, for you to be the special boy.
You've heard her yell at the dogs.
Yeah, I've heard her wake up the whole house because someone didn't put toothpaste cap on the night before.
She's got a voice on her. You got to admit, she definitely can yell. So
she can holler for sure. So yeah, what do you know about the Bene Gesserit so far? I guess like set up what you know about them, and then I can kind of build off that.
So yeah, the encyclopedia has them being like an ancient order, like ancient Mesopotamia ancient, but I do think like there's entire chapters on like that, and I do think that is like I think the modern Bene Gesserit find their inspiration from that ancient one more than it being like a continuous secret society. Haven't read the entry, so I don't know. I know they're witches essentially. They use their voice to command people, and they have perfect and complete control over their bodies. So we kind of talked about it before. They can Jessica, someone corrected me in the Discord. I don't know. I don't remember ever saying this wrong, but Jessica shapes Paul Atreides into a boy. She chooses to have a boy. So she shapes the fetus into a boy.
That's great. That's like a really great foundation. I guess another thing about them is they tend to pull the strings of what's going on in society. They tend to marry powerful folk.
Yeah, we talked about it on my episode. One of the main tenets of their, when I say my episode, I mean the Butlerian Jihad, which was last week? Two weeks ago. They do not allow Bene Gesserit to hold positions of power because it draws too much attention to their secret society. So instead, what they do is they become first ladies and marry people with positions of power.
Absolutely. And that is like a whole subsection of becoming a Bene Gesserit. You can become an imprinter who specializes in just making the boy real horny for you. So much that you'll never change his
mind. I found which Bene Gesserit school I'm going to. The make the boy horny school.
that'll be, we'll come back to them closer to the end, but that is a big part of it. And their plans usually span generations. That's another way they're it's easier to hide, that if you didn't realize that a plan got started in the middle of your dad's life and you're coming to the end of yours.
It's all you've ever known, right?
Exactly.
Is these witches.
Yeah, you can't see the brush strokes because they're longer than your lifespan. And you certainly can't see the painting because that's like they're very secretive.
Beyond comprehension.
Yeah, unless you're one of these godlike Bene Gesserits. I think what's the name of the big one? I didn't write it down, but it's like the Reverend Mother something.
Reverend Mother is a big title for the Bene Gesserit, I believe.
Yeah, and it's the ones that are the one that's above the Reverend Mothers that is almost like a deity.
I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah.
That said, I read the original Dune, and then that's all I know. So I don't know. I haven't watched all the lore videos that you have. I've read hyper-specific articles right. about like an ancient computer that was built the faster than light speed.
Right.
I will say, have a box. You got to admit, they do got a box that they tell you to put your hand in.
Yep. That's part of controlling
the Reverend Mother Superior, or the Quizette. And there's the Quizette's mother underneath her, it looks like.
Perfect, yeah. So yeah, this is the Reverend Mother Superior. She's like the top of everything, but even her, she remembers all of the females' entire lives up until forever. She can't remember the males. Okay. So they have.
When you say she remembers the females, like what females? Sorry.
All of every single female that has become a Bene Gesserit. She remembers their lifetimes, their experiences, and even other Reverend Mothers can pull from each other's memories and lives from forever ago. So even for that one that stole the Leonardo da Vinci painting, or maybe even was gifted it because they imprinted on Leonardo da Vinci and made a Vitruvian man kiss her on the mouth or something.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, Leonardo da Vinci probably would have been a good candidate for a male Reverend Mother, because I think he might have been gay, but right. I don't know. I'm also remembering something about the Bene Gesserit now. They are linked, right? Like, they do share emotion and thought, and like the power of the voice or whatever makes them like in sync with each other.
Exactly. And we're going to dig into more of that and like kind of how they foster those things and some of the specifics on it. But here's from the terminology of the Imperium, here is a definition of what the Bene Gesserit are.
Okay.
So the Bene Gesserit, the ancient school of mental and physical training established primarily for female students after the Butlerian Jihad destroyed the so-called thinking machines. So they define it like modern day as after the Butlerian Jihad. But like you said, they've been around. They probably use more religion and stuff like that back in the day.
It seems like they've maybe like gone public at this point where they're like, hey, we have an opportunity now to really put ourselves into positions of power rather than just being like these powerful women.
Right. And the sisterhood is another name for it. You can call it the order, Bene Gesserit order, the sisterhood. Or just Bene Gesserit is what most people call it in the end. It's all women spies, nuns, scientists, theologians who use genetic experimentation, galactic political interference, and religious engineering to further their own agenda of ascending the human race. With the advent of their chosen one, the Kwisatz Haderach. Which is going to be a male. And the reason why they have all the females is to eventually have the male who's going to remember all of the female lives and also all of the male's lives.
Gotcha.
And along with other superpowers. And so the Kwisatz Haderach, Paul Atreides, who is our main guy in the first Dune book, the hero in the
Dune 1. I'm sorry. That took me like so long to process. Like, we are literally saying we have a secret society that has survived for thousands of years with women at the helm.
Yeah.
And they're like, we just need the one guy to come over and take the reins out of our hands, because we cannot steer this ship without him. Like, if we're saying they go to ancient times, then we're talking about tens of thousands of years that they've been around, like possibly 25,000 years. Even if we're not counting that, even if we're counting them post Butlerian Jihad, we're still talking a couple millennium. And I haven't read Dune 2. I don't know anything that happens after the first Dune book, but I think things kind of fall apart for people in a lot of ways. Right. So
yeah,
like, Like, it really is like demand takes over after all this time. And then, like, the Bene Gesserit aren't the Bene Gesserit the same way that they were before, right?
No, and that's it. And Paul's mom, Jessica, wasn't supposed to have a boy, but yeah. She loved Leto so much, Leto the first, that we meet in Dune 1 and 2, Paul's dad so much that they had a boy. Mm-hmm. And the Bene Gesserit are really pissed off because this 10,000 years of waiting to have the one boy. Jessica did it one generation early. If she waited one generation, all the prophecies were supposed to come true. But she had Paul, who becomes Muad'Dib, and he's like part Mentat, part Bene Gesserit. Also, like, becomes basically part Fremen after living with them. But his son, Leto the Second, named after his father, he is supposed to actually be the Kwisatz Haderach, who knows the golden path to keep all the humans alive.
Gotcha.
And he lives like 3,500 years because he goes part worm on us. So
as
that,
you do.
Yeah.
Frank Herbert was really the first person to ask, would you still love your son if he turned into a worm?
Would you love me if I was a worm? So yeah, the plans have multiple generations, a lot of important folk. I know in the movie, they're like, well, what if this guy dies? They're like, well, we measure our plans in generations, not in like single actions. So we already have a backup ready for him, but let's try and work on this guy already kind of thing.
Yeah. We'll kill him if he doesn't turn out.
Yeah. So yeah, that's basically them. Creepy witch people who can have complete control over their bodies and organs and everything. Big secret plans that nobody knows about. They're waiting for their what's it called? Their religious guy that's coming real soon. The Kwisatz Haderach. And Jessica kind of goes against that. Also, Leto the Second isn't super cool with the Bene Gesserit and their plans of being a god emperor and pausing the plans on a lot of stuff. But before all that, let's get into the training. How does one
become? Are we going to talk? Sorry, is that the just because I am on the wiki page right now? Is that the extent of their powers and abilities that you're going to talk about? Because I would like to talk about at least one thing. But
we're going to talk probably about all their powers.
Okay.
Think.
Cool. I just but if sure I miss if it, that was the part that you did.
If I miss it, We'll
let's get to it. Go ahead. Go ahead, sweetheart. Use your voice to command me.
Welcome to How to Become a Bene Gesserit, and you can too. So the essence of the trading philosophy, that is, if one could control oneself or know thyself, ultimately, one could control the universe. So my mind controls my reality. Like, I've heard people like put yourself in a good atmosphere, because your atmosphere dictates how well you can perform. Like, I think there's a saying, like, if you put an egg and a potato into boiling water, an egg becomes hard and a potato becomes soft. That's why you need to dictate your surroundings to become what you want to become. Have you ever heard that?
Never heard that. Again, you give me another out of body experience like you did on the bonus content, patreon.com/loreboys, where you told me about a singing chicken nugget. So these people are saying,
no, I'm bringing a today saying to try and compare it to how they think. So first, let's address the potato and the egg in the room.
Yeah, that's what who's saying that? I just understand these people. I'm hung up on that.
I heard someone say that before.
I believe you. I'm not.
Someone's like, what's your quote of the day? And this guy's like, if when placed in boiling water, egg and a potato, you can be both in the same like pot. One will turn hard, one will turn soft. So that's why you need to dictate what's around you to become what you want to become, right? But the Bene Gesserit think, no, you can think hard enough on the inside of you that you can change that boiling water to whatever. They think the opposite.
Sure. Yeah. I still don't understand what that first guy was on. I don't understand what his fucking problem was talking about eggs and potatoes and changing your environment. I don't appreciate him at all.
Well, why not?
But like, the comparison.
Yeah. So like, if you keep
it's
yourself...
like, am I an egg or am I a potato? Why do you add an extra variable? Just say, if you're an egg and somebody puts you in boiling water, it's going to boil you.
Yeah.
And then you want to change your environment. But to say like, oh, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad.
Well, you're introducing, have to know, like, yourself. You have to know yourself because you're...
That's what I'm saying. You're kind of like, it's two lessons mashed up into one. You need to know yourself. Then you also need to control your environment. Keep your quotes condensed. You know what I mean? Boil it down. Oh, boil it down to something really simple.
I liked it. Because I like the thought that don't do it just what your friends are doing, because like maybe you're... You need to be in a different atmosphere.
Pure
maybe
I potato need to jump off a bridge. Would you follow him?
Well, a potato could probably take a pretty high bridge. An egg, I'm not so sure. You know.
How boiled are they? That's what I gotta ask you.
Just mashed as soon as it hits the ground.
I don't think. Yeah, I mean, eggs are definitely worse at sustaining a fall than potatoes. But I guess
maybe not a hard boiled egg.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good.
Get a little bounce on it.
Be pretty good for sure.
I maybe shouldn't have even introduced that quote because now
I liked it. I liked it. I think it was a good productive conversation between you and I.
But my mind controls my reality. So they're like, fuck that. You don't have to be in a good position. If you think something into existence, you will change the world around you.
It's literally where like narcissists and suburban moms who have heard about manifestation on Instagram meet, right? In that, like, I am the god of my own reality.
Yeah, the Bene Gesserit like read The Secret and learned how to stop their own period, and they're like, yeah, hell yeah.
It's just the power of manifestation. Just manifest yourself not having a period.
Yeah, and
come on.
Yeah, well, we will manifest only once every 10,000 years. Then we manifest.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah. My bad.
So yeah, my mind controls my reality is the first thing that they teach them. They usually train for about 10 years, give or take. If they can get control of a child within the first year of its life, they'll start training. But the big if you wanted to get your Bene Gesserit degree on the wall, it's a 10-year experience.
That's not that bad, all things considered. Considering like you're kind of in the club for life, right?
Yeah, definitely. And you're gonna live a lot longer than the average bear too. Yeah.
And it's only men, or sorry, it's opposite of that. It's only women who are in the Bene Gesserit at all. There's no like. This is my secretary, Manuel. He runs the front desk. Like
he's more of a man, not so well. If you know, it's like I think they do have like stable boys and stuff around for the things that are beneath them. But they do the big boy stuff.
Like they're not like in the Bene Gesserit. Those are just like there's like a they outsourced somebody to run the stables.
They probably have stables. Like. They might have a mentat on file, like, just to do some of their filing or stuff. I don't know, but
do their taxes.
Do their taxes, yeah. So they use this control not to withdraw into a fantasy world, but to observe and understand reality with detached objectivity. So one of the training is called Prana Bindu. If I looked up Prana and Bindu direct translations of the book, it was nerve muscle.
Okay.
But another thing is breath muscle, if you look up prana. And also, you can see breath point. So it's all like between breathing, your body, breath point or muscle point. So like isolating things. And it is what it kind of sounds like, that it is just learning to control your body completely.
Okay. So controlling all the points of breath and nerve within you.
Yeah.
Easy.
Because that's how it kind of starts.
I'm going to do that. Shut up.
Okay, cool.
Oh, no, it's hard. Oh, it's really hard, dude. I couldn't do it. I tried.
Yeah. So, like, in a child's first year of life, if they can catch them that early, they'll start them on trying to control individual muscles. Like, make just your left calf twitch or,
Again, I have a toddler. I have literally spent probably 2 months trying to teach her to give thumbs up. You know what I mean? And like just watching her, like I finally got her because for a long time I taught her high five really, really young. And then I taught her bump it, obviously, following the high five. Nice. And so now every time I do a thumbs up, she tries to bump it to me because I do the little fist or whatever. But I finally, like tonight, for the first time ever, I got her to like realize, like, I'm putting my thumb up. That's what I'm asking you to do. I'm just watching her like brain full stop as she like looks at her hands and it's just like all her fingers are twitching as she tries to figure out which one to move. Like the thought of trying to tell a baby to a TLS staff is, I mean, you need the voice. You would need Howie Mandel and the rest.
Absolutely. And she's starting to exceed what a dog can do. Cause I know like whenever I tell my dog a new word, she'll just try to give paw, like just bump fist, you know? So now she's getting to the next level.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. So they'll start as early as 1 year, but they'll take what they can get. Sometimes they take people in much later. Probably hard to train someone at 1 year for sure. So our first major section here is underlying philosophies. So there's two big parts of their philosophy. The first is the necessity of discipline. Discipline is above all. And they even say to use raw power is to make yourself infinitely vulnerable to other powers, to greater powers. So the way that I interpreted this after a doink and laying in bed at like 2 a.m. last night.
Hey, it was 22 days ago, okay? I didn't contemplate this.
I didn't know that I was writing an episode until very recently too. So I was trying to absorb as much as I possibly could before today. So to me, it jumped straight to like raw power. And it also kind of, I'll say the second one first. The second dealt with practical application of the training. So the mind can go in either direction under stress, towards positive or towards negative.
Okay.
And you think of it as a spectrum whose unconsciousness is the complete negative. That's no thinking at all, just acting on like what your instinct is. And hyperconsciousness is at the positive end. Okay. So I kind of tied in like the positive and negative to raw power. Like if you think of in a fight, if you're just exerting like just big right hooks every time or just pushing as hard as you can, what if you were to like pull all of a sudden, you know, and at the right moment in a fight, right? So to use raw power is just to like exhaust yourself, make yourself vulnerable because someone's always going to be stronger than you. You have to know the negatives of any interaction as well.
Yeah. It's very like equal and opposite force. Like it's very like classical mechanics as well, right? To be like, you need to know, like for every, it's very much implying there is like a light and a dark, right? Which I do think this this series does toy with quite a bit, where like the Atreides are very much like the good guys, even though they're probably slave owners and stuff like that. And the, you know, the House Harkonnen is the bad guys, even though they're also just like a royal spoiled family that just controls the universe, the galaxy for no reason. And so like it is very much enshrined this idea of like black and white, good and evil. And so like the fact that like it really does ignore the idea that, oh, maybe there's three options. Maybe there's three outcomes to an event, you know?
Yeah. For folks who got rid of all the computers that are really stuck in the binary, but
also like the man and woman heteronormative dichotomy, you know, what can you do with these people? This idea, I guess the idea is that like they can see far enough into the future that they know the true best path, right? Like you might have two outcomes, both of which are seemingly identically good, but they can see like, oh, actually it'll be like 0.01% better in 10,000 years down the line is, right, I guess, the theory and that, like, you can give them.
Yeah, or like raising their own army to push their agenda versus like a gentle nudge on a lover's shoulder to start a war or something like that, right?
Like, yeah, what's my army that killed all those people? I didn't dig the mass graves. My stable boys did. Come on. That's not my fault.
Yeah. There's a parallel here with the Mentat training, which was like last week's episode, is that the fatal weakness in the training is overconfidence. So if you could control every cell in your body, you might get a little cocky.
get a little what? Yeah. Get a little, excuse me?
You might be able to, to control your little
I don't
cocky.
I would get a little, okay? I think I would get a pretty big cocky.
Yep. Huh? Yep. So vanity and pride are the number one issues when it comes to being a Bene Gesserit. So what they do is while they're training them, they just give them constant reminders that they are fucking nothing.
You're worthless.
They'll give tasks where you have to shadow someone who is just way better than you at a top at any given task. So that'll knock you down a peg. Third years have this, they're opened with this caution, which is a quote. It's like, all proof inevitably leads to propositions which have no proof. All things are known because we want to believe in them. So I guess if you zoom in on anything that is a truth, you'll eventually get to an abstract.
Yeah, that's. I mean, yeah, it's all quirks and bullshit just floating around in the, right. in the primordial soup when you go low enough, right?
Right, exactly. And it's like, okay, 1 + 1. Well, what is 1? And then, yeah, that becomes a whole conversation. And then, well, let's dig into that. And then
1 times 1 can't equal 2 because 1 + 1 = 2. And that doesn't make any sense. Look up Terenceology. Howardology? I don't remember what it's called. Yeah. But
I was thinking the same thing when I was looking this up, though. Yeah. I didn't know the name for it, but I knew what you meant. The guys who are 1 + 1 = 3 guys or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
1 × 1 = 3, I think.
Okay.
I think it's Terenceology or Howardology. Yeah.
But basically, this lends into if I can think something clearly and like powerfully enough, I can change the world, because everything that I've ever known are built off of presuppositions and things that are abstract, and the interpretation of these abstract things are what create our reality. Vis-a-vis, we can just think things into existence, basically. Yeah,
easy.
Yeah, which is it's very empowering to. Like, we're talking about how getting rid of AI and seeing how powerful the human can become through evolution or through multiple generations and certain trainings. Like
and through study and hard work.
Yeah.
And also having a robot father who prolonged your lifetime.
Exactly. Yeah. So Frank Herbert does like a really good job of showing optimism in what humans could become outside of that stuff. And I think this is... one of the facets of that. So what are the notions of God? What do they think of? They kind of look like they're into the whole God thing, being like sisterly nuns and stuff.
They wear habits. Whoopi would fit right in, right?
I think so.
I'll agree. Both as Guinan and whatever her character's name in Sister Act was.
Yeah. Sister Act, where they are secretly causing wars and manipulating men, sounds great. But.
I've seen that movie. I have no recollection of plot. Is she like hiding out in the... Probably. That sounds right. Right?
I watched
she's like hiding out, and she's pretending to be a nun, hiding from somebody. That's my
Sister Act. Yeah, I guess that makes sense because she's acting like...
Oh my God, yeah. I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I watched it was like in youth group when I was like...
That's exactly where I watched it. It was at... The youth pastor's house. We went to her place.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was there.
Probably, last time we watched it, we probably together. I didn't go to youth group. I went occasionally for movie nights because my friends went to youth group, clearly.
Yeah, Matt would go and Kim would be there and she would always have good snacks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty sure it was at Kim's place. Yep. I didn't know who this woman was. I just went to her place and watched Sister Act.
She was a nice lady. Yeah. My dad used to sponsor pizza nights. So like some Fridays, he would bring a bunch of pizza dough and like toppings and stuff. And we'd make all our own stuff at the church. Bobby's mom was really into that too. I remember her going to the church.
Yeah, I mean, his dad, not other friend of the show, Bobby, who's also a listener. His dad was a preacher there, sermon giver there, father there.
He has his
there,
master's in theology.
Yeah. Yeah, that's he went to did that and then
the at study our church. Of Theo.
Yeah. 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 Who created his own math. He says 1 + 1 = 4.
Yeah, I was just playing through Path of Exile and there's a place called Theopolis and dumb me, I was like, is one of the devs named Theo and just named it off after themselves? But no, it was definitely a religious thing that I just
probably city of the gods. Yeah.
Yeah, and you kill a ton of gods too. I don't know why I wouldn't have thought of that, but yeah, so the idea of God for them is used as more of a mascot than a deity.
Mm-hmm. What was that? There was two things there. You said there was something where you zoom in on the truth so much it becomes an untruth, and there was a second part that you said?
When did I say that? Oh, no, that was the second, that was the application of the training. So that's in, the mind can go in either direction under stress. So like you get too stressed out, you can become completely unconscious, you get... if you're perfectly in control, you can think hyper-consciousness. And the other one was to make yourself is just have discipline over everything else. So have discipline over everything else. Learn to regulate your emotions. There's a reason why you put your hand in a box that causes you like the most pain of your life, but you don't move with a needle next to your neck
Well, yeah, would you die? I wouldn't move because then I'd die, stupid.
Yeah, they prep for this, I guess, by being ready for extreme stress and trying to make the best decisions, even in the most extreme stress. So.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's like a tribe somewhere, I'm not going to know where, that has the, I don't remember what the box is called. It's not the Gom Jabbar. The Gom Jabbar is the needle. We talked about that before. I don't remember what the box is called.
Yeah.
But they have that. And it's they take bullet ants, like the insects with the most powerful sting in the world, and they weave a bunch of them into these gloves. And then the men will like wear the gloves and like do these dances.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
There is a great video of a journalist doing it, putting his hand in for a half second and then like shrieking and puking and whatever. And then there's, of course, just a clip of the CKY Jackass guys. Like doing like Chris Pontiac and I think Steve-O, and then
it was
just
probably
like doing
Wild Boys or whatever. When
yeah,
they
I think it was Wild Boys. Yeah.
Yeah,
and then, yeah, and those two, they just put on. They did like the whole dance. They wore it like the whole time with them.
God.
And what I saw was like the interviewer interviewing them years later about their experience, and just like Pontiac just being like, "Yeah, no, it like sucked, but it was okay."
I also saw that interviewer. I'm now wondering, do we also watch that with Kim, the youth pastor?
Probably. She was a cool youth pastor, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So let's watch Wild Boys, and we saw Steve-O butt chug with her for the first time.
Yeah. So this, like, they're more atheistic sometime after the Butlerian Jihad, where they kind of believe that they have more control. There's not some goddess up above who's dictating everything. They're pulling the strings themselves. They have something called the Missionaria Protectiva, which is kind of like a Bible, but it's described as the purposeful instruction of the masses. So what they learn a lot more is not how to be a part of the mass, but how they can pull the strings to make an entire planet believe basically in what they already believe in, but just give it different words around it, right? Like in Dune 2, when they drink the potion that is poison, and if you survive that, you become basically the Reverend Mother of the planet. That is just Bene Gesserit shit that they implanted into people's minds, because Bene Gesserit can drink poison and change the physiology of
the poison. Yeah, as their body's digesting it, they can use their stomach acids to change the chemical composition of it or whatever. Yeah, so what they do is they'll go to primitive planets that they know they might interact with in the future, like Arrakis in the distant past, because again, they're a thousands-year-old institution, and they'll plant these superstitions, right? And be like, oh, I am a visitor from the stars, and you are but cavemen. And you know, pass down to your children that someday somebody will come and drink this poison that none of you can drink, and you will know them for your true god.
Yeah, it's very cool. And like to think that would be a subject taught at school, like... Our school, at least in North America, it's like so individualistic. It's like, how can you learn the most? How can you control yourself the most? But to be like, okay, this is how you can make a room of people go fucking mental, man.
This is like, I mean, really, it's like colonization 101, right?
Yeah, that's
true. Colonize.
Yeah. They're always thinking ahead, though. Like you said, yeah, planting that type of... So really the idea of God is more of a tool rather than something they actually believe in.
Right.
Yeah. So other memory, we kind of talked a bit about it. So one of the powers of a Bene Gesserit Reverend Mother is her other memory. Right. It's the combined ego and memories of all of her female ancestors passed on through genetic memory. Also, I didn't mention it, but like one of the ultimate goals for Bene Gesserit are to change their own genetics They are kind of like they start to get to eugenics a little bit, but they, the way that they do it is they say I can control myself and I can manipulate my genetics to be the best version of myself, and the best version of myself dictates everything around me. Yeah, so I'm going to change the world through. Yeah,
yeah, straight up.
Yeah, it is. It is eugenics. Yeah. A Reverend Mother only has act. So this is the difference between a Reverend Mother and the Reverend Mother Superior. The Reverend Mother Superior knows every female's memory, but the Reverend Mother just knows her lineage of female's memories. So I remember my grandmother, my mother, my grandmother.
So okay, on. So it's not, and is it like a, is that like a learned thing where if you're a Reverend Mother, can you like go back to school or keep practicing long enough that you will eventually like unlock the memories of others, or are you like kind of born a Reverend Mother?
You go through a process. So the Reverend Mother, that thing that they did on Ericus
they put you in a pot of water with an egg and a potato.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. And if you sink, you're a witch. And if you float,
you're a Reverend Mother. If you float, you're a Reverend Mother Supreme.
But you're a dead woman either way.
Reverend Mother Supreme sounds like something you'd order at Dairy Queen, to be fair.
Yeah, so Supreme, we don't have a lot of Taco Bells around, but Supreme, I think, means with sour cream at Taco Bell.
Shut up.
I'm pretty sure that's what that means. I heard through another podcast. I have not ordered Taco Bell in like my whole
There's
life.
There's no way.
What does Supreme mean?
It must mean big, right?
What does
Supreme I'm trying to look it up. I have no...
At what does Taco Supreme Bell.
Mean at Taco Bell? There it is. Stylistic upgrade to many Taco Bell, meaning the item has been combined with sour cream and diced tomato.
Told you, dude.
That's so stupid.
I don't know why I know that.
I want you to know, I'm never disbelieving of you. I'm disbelieving of the things that you are telling me that they can be true at all. Like, the egg and potato thing, the chicken nugget singing, and now this. Like,
it's amazing we could have been friends for so long, and I've never shared my Taco Bell knowledge with you. Yeah.
After all these years. I mean, it's just like, I mean, I guess I'm not so surprised that like in capitalism, they're just like, yeah, to fucking charge them extra for the sour cream and tomatoes on a fucking taco. I don't think it's legally a taco if it doesn't have sour cream on it.
That's true, dude. And like guac is the one that they've gotten away with it. They've put the price increase on
all those
guac.
Bastards, man.
I had tacos yesterday. It was great.
I had tacos on Tuesday because it was Tuesday. So it's Taco Tuesday. I do themed food nights.
Pizza yeah, I know.
Friday and Taco Tuesday.
That's nice.
Ramen Sundays, usually.
I bought all the figs. It was Saturday, April 20th. So we don't often get that on a Saturday.
Ooh. No, yeah. Make an exception. For Mr. 20.
So I went through a few doinks and then just like took my time and made myself excellent tacos. And it was a great time.
Oh, I spilled my wine.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well.
Okay.
Let me get back into other memories. So you remember if you're a Reverend Mother, you remember your whole lineage's background. If you're the big Reverend Mother,
mm-hmm.
The Reverend we can Mother take a Supreme. Break if you need. Okay.
The Reverend Mother Supreme.
Yeah, which means she's a mom with sour cream and tomatoes.
If you're tomato and sour creamed up.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. She can remember the whole lineage. And then if... The whole purpose of this female breeding is to save up their boy nut for one big boy, the Kuzat's Hatterack.
Save your boy nut for one big boy.
Yeah. And he's going to be able to remember everything from all time, from males and females. So your memories do go to private mode after a moment. Okay. For the Bene Gesserit females, it's after they become a Reverend Mother. Then it goes to private mode. No one's remembering them after they become a Reverend Mother.
So they only remember their early life.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. And male memory will be complete until a moment of conception. So with the father, when you ejaculate to have your boy,
That's when you're out of the will.
After you nut, no more memory. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So
after a nut, you must have butt. I don't know. There's something there.
Yeah. So when you finally fuck, the God Emperor will stop watching you, because the God Emperor ends up being our Kwisatz Haderach down the line.
Gotcha, right. Yeah. Leto 2 will stop peeping after the nut.
The giant after worm. The nut. Giant worm, like, from behind the punch watching.
It's too bad Pete's not here. We don't know if he's going to do art, but I will write down for him, Shai Halud peeping in a tree.
Yeah. It's Leto 2, that meme of that guy who hides behind the spaghetti tree, guy with the spaghetti face. Yeah.
Oh, I'm picturing a different guy hiding behind a tree.
Okay. It's from Tim and Eric. Bush. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about then. My spaghetti.
Yeah. Here, I'll just post this so I had one idea for Peter later. Here we go. All right. So back to the Bene Gesserit. So when you come, the God Emperor stops watching you as a male. Mm-hmm.
His loss.
But he waits till you come. He watches right up until.
Yeah, the post-coitus, I am dead ass asleep or eating a bowl of cereal.
Right. So. Yeah. I'll take my cereal supreme today, please.
A dollop of fucking sour cream and tomatoes. A bowl of fucking Reese Puffs cereal.
I mean, like, people do granola with like a dollop of Greek yogurt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, what's, I think the there
difference?
Might be.
What's the difference, liberals?
Frosted Flakes Supreme, please. yeah, so now on to our next point. You have to train the mind and the body. So it's a two-part training program. The training of the mind and training the body. So a small child would spend hours learning many languages, because there is like almost like a level of mentat training in here too. They will be have like to memorize an incredible amount of definitions, and they'll have to probably become a memorizer at least to the first step of the mentat training. And they need to know enough languages to be able to pick up on the minutiae of the small things. Like if someone is speaking French and they make a certain like eyebrow movement after they say a word, maybe they're saying something. I forget what they call it exactly, but it's a little bit lower down, and it's a French saying. It's like
petit perception.
Petit perception. Perception. Yeah. So it's the
little look.
Yeah.
They call it a little look. You take a little look. You take a little look. You say, hey, that guy's lying. Yeah. That guy's lying to me.
Exactly. And then
for petty perception.
It's like a little tiny dice. So a small child, they would learn a bunch of languages the first half of the day, let's say, and then spend the second half of the day sitting perfectly still, lowering their body temperature, slowing their heartbeat, moving one muscle at a time, and then also noting how that stimulus response like affects their body, because how it affects their body will also influence how they interact with their body too. So if I'm flexing my left bicep over and over again and I want to stop my own heart, maybe I have to do something different because my left bicep is helping to pump the blood along or something.
So they do languages in the morning and then they do yoga. This doesn't sound that intense. I'm back on the thing. I could do this train.
All right. I think I can too. We're going through the training, so all of you at home can.
I think I can eat poison. Let's start there. It's at the top of my list on the wiki. So
I studied French this morning. So you know what? Let's do some cyanide this afternoon.
Yeah. French in the morning, cyanide at night.
Yep.
A little petit perception. Maybe you and me a little petit more, huh? Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can shake the God Emperor if you know what I'm talking about.
Shake him out of his tree.
So the basic training was found in an ancient Terran religion, which the path to the truth was called Sabda, S-A-B-D-A. Sabda, a Roblox face chicken nugget sings the song Sabda by Cotton Eye Joe. But anyways, it what we call now the way from Bene Gesserit is basically Sabda from the way back.
Okay.
There's something that they teach the Bene Gesserit. Here's a very small quote. The purpose of argument is to change the nature of truth. So that's their belief that their thoughts influence their everything around them.
They would be big on YouTube, let me tell you, with a certain crowd that may or may not have stormed the Capitol.
So yeah, they're saying if you argue hard enough that your eyes aren't blue, they're brown, they will become brown. If you can make that case hard enough. The mental self was trained through Jnana, which is controlled reasoning. So this is kind of how it ties into mentats. You have to train your mind to be a certain way and to be completely trustworthy. Like, if you say that you're going shopping, but really you have neck pain, you have to be able to express that properly. Right.
Yeah.
Because if you start to do these mental gymnastics and you can't trust what's going on inside your head, then whatever.
No one's going to trust what you're saying.
Yeah, and what you speak into existence won't be logical and it'll fall apart.
Yeah, it'll be gibberish. It'll be a meat monster. You'll speak a meat monster into existence.
I hope Pete listens to this.
I'm going to tell him too. So. Remember when we said you were going to call him an asshole to his face? This is like a nice alternative, doing it behind his back.
Well, I wanted him to show up so I could, but he didn't show up. Yeah. Anyways. So yeah, the student that was constantly taught a sentence meant more than the meaning of the individual words. It included the physical activity which accompanied the act of speaking, like body language. So if I'm saying, no, I couldn't possibly meet you behind school after school or something. Or no, I couldn't possibly meet you behind school. Like the way that you're saying it. And like,
you want to meet me behind school?
I kind of want to meet you behind school.
You want a kiss?
Yeah.
You want a petit perception? My petit.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, as long as we don't get too cocky, that's against the.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not too cocky.
Yeah. So this is like AI could kind of do this before. They could read the small facial micro, everything that's going on. They say that you can tell lies from the size of people's pupils, from eye twitches. All this stuff is kind of pseudoscience at the moment, or at least it was whenever I was in school. They'd say, well, people can do it some more accurately than others, but no one with 100% accuracy kind of things.
And then that show Lie to Me came out, and then insufferable people for like 4.5 years were like, no, it's real.
Yeah.
I saw it on TV.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, even if it was real, like it's so minute that people are too. There's too much going on in our meat computers and too much on perception that we
literally
can't...
everyone's different, man. Like, yeah. It's just, I don't believe a facial. Like, there's some consistencies, but nothing is 100%. So, like, if you're gonna hang a man for murder, like, yeah, you should probably be more sure than that.
Exactly. And then, as soon as you do things like leading, like, the person, like, if you tell the person there's a ton of evidence for this person actually being a murderer, they'll look for these things more often than they wouldn't and stuff. So there's all these problems with us and our meat computers being not fully logical.
Yeah.
But this is what the Bene Gesserit overcome.
They are fully logical.
Yeah, they're fully logical. So they replace the thinking machines by just being as good as them. So yeah, so now we're going to get into Prana Bindu, which was the meditations that your breathing and controlling points of your body. This Prana Bindu is also used to stay cool in really tense situations. Maybe you need to find the way in a war torn place, but there's gunshots going off everywhere and you're not thinking straight. You have to be able to tune all that out. What they start with breathing for concentration. They get enough oxygen to support accelerated mental activity. And then as a last step before entering the concentration, they withdraw from sensory and emotional awareness and they go completely internal. So that, and sometimes they'll do a simple calmness ritual, which is just like breathing in and out. But in great danger, they might recite the litany against fear, which you probably know.
Yes, fear is the mind killer.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what I can remember right now. But I've been drinking and taking cough drops, so who knows? Who knows where I am?
Yeah, no, they say, I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only while will I remain. So they almost feel the fear come through them. They chart the trajectory of it. They see where it's aiming at, and they acknowledge it. They see why it's happening, but just ignore it, kind of thing.
It's called noting. It's a pretty common meditation technique. I will say, I'm hung up again, and I'm sorry for getting so hung up on everything.
No problem.
They do say little death. I've been making the joke about petit mort, which in French is orgasm.
Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration.
Fear is the orgasm.
Yeah, and the orgasm makes me not remember you no more. Yeah, that's true.
Well, because I'm napping with a bowl of Reese Puff cereal and a doll
and sour cream. gotta get my calories back up. No, they did say that, and I didn't even clock that. Pitsy Mall. So yeah, once they get through that, once they do their mantra, they're completely dialed in. They can begin concentration mode, and there's three stages of observational analysis there. First, they severely limit the attention to only the past and the present data. They try not to think about the future at all. Just what do we know? Second, they enter a state of total contemplation, which intention flows in a steady stream over the topic. So they just process it for a little bit. And then third, they have to be conscious not of the techniques of observation, not of the presence of self, but of the topic. So one had to become the topic. So if they're thinking about little death, they have to become an orgasm themselves.
What would that look like?
And at the moment of unity, the observer understood the topic and she understood herself. It would be complete alignment and relief. Right. Yeah.
You kept saying topic, but I kept hearing topping. And I kept thinking of sour cream and tomatoes. Yeah. So I was just picturing a Bene Gesserit turning into a pile of sour cream and tomatoes.
Flowed in a steady stream over the topic. The topic.
Somebody pouring like sour cream and tomatoes all mixed up out of a pitcher.
The observer completely enclosing the topping, putting it back in its. So there's three. Once they get there, they get through it. They've completely engulfed the topic. Now they're ready to go into. There's second functional state, second level functional states they can do, called Dao, Prajna, or Adab. So
we really did, like when we talked about them on past episodes, there was direct comparisons by Herbert to the Jesuits, like the Jesuit nuns. Mm-hmm. But there's clearly a lot of influence from like Zen Buddhism and like South Asian and East Asian religions. Very interesting.
Yeah, totally.
I had no idea.
Yeah, Dao is the dormancy trance. It's a type of Bindu suspension where an adept can slow her physiological activities to just maintenance mode. You can slow your whole body down so you're barely breathing, your heart's barely pumping, your cells can start to regenerate. You could do this in front of a doctor to the level that they would think you were dead, where you slow your heart, you lower your body temperature. This is like the Dao is the dormancy trance. So this is we're going super far into space. We need to lock ourselves down in the cryo jet. You go into Dao for that.
Okay. You take a nap.
Take a little nap. Take a little dead nap.
You just had a petit mort. You take a nap. You just imagined yourself as a petit mort and turned into an orgasm. You take a little nap.
Dude. Yeah. So they can even slow their aging. To the point where they could do it passively, like just stay the same age all the time, but they don't want to get found out by their husbands, they're manipulating, or the politicians. Like, why is this person young forever?
Right.
The same reason why our friend
Erasmus. No, Erasmus was his dad.
Was the robot? Yeah, I'm forgetting his name, but the first Mentat, he had to hide his age as well, too.
It was a very British name. Something Gilbertus or Albert Gilbertus.
Right. Because like Erasmus thought if he gave him a fancy name, he could become a better computer.
Yeah. And it worked.
It did. Then he first meant that. So this would be good for wounds and stuff, too, if they want to heal up. But next up is the Prajna meditation trance. And this is for the special state of seeing. This would be probably good for predicting futures and stuff like that. Sometimes they use the melange spice for this activity because it helps them see the future.
Right.
Yeah. So they use petit perception at all times, noticing to a terrifying degree what others might miss. But and then they combine this with their analytical abilities. They seem to be like doing magic. So like for example, if there's a portal,
they are magic.
But
this one thing, they're not magic, but they look like it.
Exactly.
All the other things are actually doing magic, and they're going to great lengths to not appear to be doing magic. This one thing, they're not doing magic, but go to lengths to appear like they're doing magic.
Well, they're like Bene Gesserit Cumberbatch in Sherlock Holmes, basically.
That old good old goof on Mr. Cucumber's name was. Took me a second to figure out.
And it's very relevant too, because they'll just pick up on little things that are real and do exist and appear to be almost magic in their intellect, but it's just something you wouldn't, like if there's a hidden door or a hidden portal, they would notice the airflow is slightly different around that.
Yeah.
And that's something you wouldn't see.
I think colloquially it's sometimes called the weirding way in the book, if I recall.
The weirding way is that, and then it also kind of leaks into the way they fight. We'll cover it really quickly, but it's basically that. So and then the last one, so we had Dao, which is take big nap, slow things down, you can stop aging, heal up. Prajna is like meditate to become Bene Gesserit Cumberbatch, and you can see every detail and everything makes sense, and you can even do this to try and predict the future. And then we have Adab. So this is a retrieval process. So this, Ethan hit the dab, of course. this is like reflecting on a topic you already know about to try and remember it the best you can. So this, you would like meditate and see your grandmother putting sour cream and tomatoes.
See your grandfather right up to orgasm.
Right up to orgasm. If you're the
just sitting meditating, picturing Pappy, just going right up that cliff's edge with Meemaw.
Yeah, making a grandma supreme.
Pappy, why the tomatoes?
I don't know. So yeah, you
just hope it's not a crunch wrap, right?
You could really dial into that and just like remember old things and then combine it with your new memories to create a new memory, a new opinion on something. Maybe if you really, you're not sure what the best thing to put on cereal was. And
I was going to be skeptical of this, but like it's pretty prescient to be like, no, you got to get to like, is this level two? Like you got to get to like level two Bene Gesserit training to be able to fucking have introspection, because fucking humans clearly don't. Clearly we're incapable of it, you know what I mean? Like it seems like a very simple thing to be able to just like look at your life and be like, that was a thing that happened, I should like think about it and process it in a way. And it's just like, nah, you gotta be like a witch to do that. Doesn't make any sense. Writing this in the 60s.
True. I guess like the witchiest part is that you get to consult your greatest grandmother from forever ago on the topic and take a combined lifetimes.
Talking with his past avatars, right?
Exactly. And that's Adab. So Dao, Prajna, Adab, three different types of Bene Gesserit, like deep meditation. Another thing they can do, we already know about this, but the internal organic chemical control, they can turn poisons into other things. They can control their child's gender. They control their menstrual cycle. They give the water to become a reverend mother. You drink the water of life and you negate the poison. As someone who's been watching Invincible lately, there's like Adam Eve, and she has the power to rearrange electrons on things, so she can turn like a book into glass or something like that. Okay. And that's her big thing. And she can like turn a gross supreme sandwich into a yummy burger or something, right?
So, or vice versa.
Or vice versa.
A gross burger into a yummy supreme sandwich.
Yeah.
A yummy supreme grandma cream pie.
I don't know, but the gross sandwich in Invincible was like cream cheese and olives. And when you said grandma's surprised, I pictured olives in there. Yeah. I
mean, okay. Olives in grandma's pussy, that's objectively gross. An olive and cream cheese sandwich doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah. We don't have the Greek here to defend, but yeah.
I'd eat it.
So yeah, that's something they can do. They can control their bodies to an insane amount. And the fact that they can change chemical substances within their body, it would be cool to see them control things like on the outside of their hands, like turn their nails to steel before like throwing a hand or something. They don't quite go that far, as far as I've seen. But
yeah,
that could be an extension of what they're able to do. Like the Mentats, simul flow is something they can do, which is just several thoughts of consciousness at once, process more than one thing at a time.
The multi-threading, like the Mentats.
Yep. They could be playing a game of chess while also writing a paper while also doing other things. So, yeah. They have the weirding ways of combat. So, usually it's tied to combat, the weirding ways. But the weirding ways of battle, I guess, maybe it's also for the other stuff too, but it's the hand-to-hand combat like technique.
Yeah, it's the same idea as the Benedict Cumberbatch in Sherlock Holmes, like he can see 2 seconds into the future kind of thing, right?
Exactly, yeah. They kind of feel it coming by the way that they notice this person like maybe drop their shoulder, maybe they're preparing for a punch from this side, et cetera.
Yeah. This guy's lips are moving in a way that seemed to be saying that he's saying, I'm going to punch you with my right hand as he's coming to punch me. What should I do?
This guy's holding a Crunchwrap Supreme in one hand, so he's probably not going to hit me with that hand.
Yeah.
things like that, yeah.
So my grandma in the stands?
So they have knife. They're really good with knives and whips, especially, so that's probably what they train with back home. And that helps too because of the way the shields work. If you check out our Holtzman episode a few ones ago, they're like you can't stab quickly through a shield. You have to go slowly through a shield if you want to.
Oh, sorry, that's what I was just thinking. Is like whips are always fast, right? Like a Toyota Supra. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the Skyline. Like all that shit's so fast.
Yeah.
There's no way to make it slow. If you got a real whip, man, it's going fast. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, but also, I guess
also like the weapon whips, like you'd have to swing the past for them to do anything. Yeah, it's a weird one.
Yeah, I guess maybe whips are for one thing and knives are for shields. I don't know, but
yeah, maybe it's like the sonic boom can break the shield or get through the shield or something that a whip does. Or maybe it's like it's a disarm thing, like an Indiana Jones style.
Well, they show up on like low tech planets too. So you show up on a low tech planet, you make a sonic boom with just something in your hand. Holy.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So now the one that you want to be, the sexual imprinting side of things.
Yes, let's go.
Yeah. So they're notable for their extensive skill in seduction, sex, and sexual imprinting.
Okay, well, I am.
Yep. The highly trained ones are known as imprinters. So men.
I don't like that title. makes me feel bad.
Yep. They are meant to like manipulate, so it's,
I guess, yeah.
Yeah,
men in a position. It helps that they're training underage women. No, it doesn't. Makes it just as bad.
I guess. True. I didn't think that far about it. I guess I don't have a daughter yet. Yeah. So men in a position of power, future power, or those with specific qualities that the owners wish to incorporate into their breeding program, are typical targets for an imprinter. And men, once you're seduced by an imprinter, you're usually permanently affected by the intense sexual experience and thereafter consciously or subconsciously favorable to the sisterhood. So they'll fuck you so good, you will align with their whole sisterhood. So that sounds like fun.
I mean, sign me up.
Yeah, have you down sign to see up? It? Oh, you I didn't do mean? I never did a break. I'm going to have to.
I'll figure it out. Don't worry. I realized. Okay. I'll find a spot for it.
Oh, okay. Cool. We're getting on to the last point, The Voice. So
Howie Mandel. And yeah. I'll look up who else is on The Voice. I don't even know if Howie Mandel is.
He was on Price is Right. Price is
he's been
Right.
On, he's been on a million things, I feel like.
I think, yeah.
We've got, oh my God, there's so many of them. No Howie, though.
I've been listening to Opie and Anthony radio, and I've been listening just like their radio show morning shows from like 2007, and he shows up on them every once in a while.
Howie Mandel, yeah.
Yeah, all the New York comics of the era, I guess when we were still young.
He's on America's Got Talent. That's what I'm thinking of. Not The Voice. I'm sorry. Instead, voice judges, we've got John Legend.
Wow.
Got Gwen Stefani. I mean, these are all just famous people, I guess. So I can read them for you all day.
Yeah. Well, certain voice patterns trigger primal human responses. So when you say Howie Mandel, someone has to wash their hands somewhere.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So one of the judges was actually Shakira. And she clearly had the ability to control her hips in an unbelievable way that they could tell no lie.
True.
Right?
They were so accurate that they could speak things into existence. biblically accurate.
She goes biblically accurate hips.
Yeah. So the great control, the women who are specifically, are especially gifted with the great control, could manage even a group of people. Or even other Bene Gesserits. They could hit him with the silence like Paul Atreides does in his alpha male supercut from... I've been on YouTube and I actually got one of those where it's Paul Atreides and he says silence to the Bene Gesserit lady and it's playing the Giga Chad music and it's like...
Bring Me the Horizon song or whatever it is.
It's very sick, yeah.
He's so cool. That's so cool that they did that.
It was pretty cool.
Whoever did it.
Because she says silence to him in the first movie, right at the beginning.
Rude.
So she comes in, he's like, so you couldn't find my mom on her own planet? And she's like, silence! And he has to hit the knee and bend the knee for her. But then, after he becomes Muad'Dib, he runs into her again, and he hits her back with the silence. And then everyone's like, fucking right. And it's Paul Adib's supercut. Better get the fucking clipper out.
Yeah. Because hey, a man in charge of the Bene Gesserit.
Yeah. there's subtleties of the voice. They call it the lie à droite, so the lie to the right, a right lie, I guess, like maybe like a white lie. It's a manipulation through concealed falsehood.
Adroit, like adroit, also means like straight or upright.
Okay, it's adroit one word.
So adroit is an English word borrowed from the French, but it's like it's like clever, I guess, or like, nimble, maybe.
Okay. I read it as like a white lie because it's like a manipulation through concealed falsehood, but it makes a reality. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll look it up here. From mid-17th century. Yeah. According to right, properly, would be what the French à droite would mean.
Okay, according to right. Okay.
Yeah, so properly, it is like properly. The way that it is would be at what?
A proper lie.
Yeah, whereas adroit in English has kind of changed meaning a little bit, I think. Maybe there's multiple meanings. Maybe I'm misremembering what it is.
There's also like an alien word, urushonor, which is a word empty in self and meaning, but when spoken can trigger a state of immobilization. So there's a bunch of different ways... I tried to look into the voice on the wiki and I wasn't getting a lot of like how it actually works, but it just triggers primal human responses, works better on dumb people, but people who are real good at it can do it on anyone.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to say like it's magic. I'm appreciative that we don't over explain it or that Herbert and his son don't over explain it. Like just let it be magic. Let your world have magic. It's fine.
Now, Ethan, I wanted to ask you, did I miss this power that you talked about at the beginning?
It wasn't a power. It was very stupid. I'm glad you remembered it. So when you go to the power and abilities section on the wiki, it gives you like a short introductory paragraph, and then it goes through a bullet pointed list. The first 8 letters of that bullet pointed list under powers and abilities of the Bene Gesserit say oral anal because it's because it's oral analysis.
Nice.
So that was all I was going to mention. If you had brushed past the oral analysis, and then you brought it up, and I was like, "That was a stupid joke. I shouldn't say." We brought it back, so it's okay.
I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad you did. There's a few words that are just broken forever. Like analysis is analysis.
Anal.
Or artisanal is art is anal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Art is like, anal.
when you look at like something like artisanal cheese, like art is anal cheese. Oh, supreme.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah.
grandma's homemade cream cheese. Mm. Put that on some of my artisanal cheese.
So that now we've dipped our toes into what it is to be a Bene Gesserit, how you become a Bene Gesserit. I think there's still a lot to cover in terms of like some of the most important Bene Gesserits. There's a first Bene Gesserit who goes through the Butlerian Jihad, and it's actually there whenever Omnius Erasmus's overlord is like fighting with all the robots. There's more important like Bene Gesserits that are around like during the time of Paul Mu'adib Atreides. There's a lot more. Like in Dune with everything, there's a lot more.
There's a lot more, let me tell you.
But that's our start with Bene Gesserit. And yeah, my name's been James. You can find me on Twitch on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's twitch.tv/loreboyjames. We're starting to get a nice little crowd. Come on by. If you drop a follow, you'll probably get gifted a sub because Sideshow, Commissar, and Honest Dawn are still...
They're
madmen. And as soon as somebody talks for the first time in my stream, they get subbed. So thank you so much to you guys for all the subs. And come hang out, because the more the merrier. The more we get chat going, the more fun it is for everyone. So
yeah, twitch.tv/loreboysjames.
Yep. And then discord.gg/loreboys if you want to hang out. I'll always post my links and stuff there too. So it should be in both things are in the description if you want to find them.
Yeah. If you guys like the show and want to support it, the best way you can do so is to leave us a review and tell your friends and family about it to help us continue to grow. We don't advertise the show, so all of our growth is via word of mouth. If you want to support the show financially, if you have a couple extra bucks kicking around, $3 a month that you can send our way, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/theloreboys, which you can check out, which has over 100 episodes at least of bonus content. A lot of good stuff over there. We play some games, we do some stuff. Check it out if you're interested. And support us if you can, and only if you can. And of course, if you don't trust Patreon, we do have Loreboys Prime, which we've always offered. This week, I'm drinking wine and a cough drop. Send me more wine and cough drops, okay? And then you can be a Loreboy Prime. Please, I need it. I'm going into withdrawal already.
Yeah. I'm drinking energy drinks and tuna, so...
this guy's all tuned up.
Yeah, my mercury content is way up. I'm part liquid metal, and I'm not okay. Bene Gesserit enough to push it up my urethra. Yeah.
And that would constitute a Loreboy urethra.
The only way out.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.